All right, hour two. Fast hour one, by the way. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Battle joining us now all the way from Texas. And Richard, why the Texas attitude and its history benefits all Americans, by the way, even today.
Well, I think today is the anniversary of the fall of the Alamo. People talk about the Texas attitude and different things about how Texans are, and there's a lot of truth to it, and it's important to know why. But I think that attitude benefits Texas today and can benefit all Americans today as well by adopting that attitude.
Okay. And by the way, I'm not going to disagree. I'd forgotten about the Alamo anniversary. And for those of you listening, Richard Battle, he was with us here each Wednesday, really, for the most part. We skip occasionally one Wednesday or so, but for the most part, he's here every Wednesday. So if you're tuning in for the first time, thank you. And Richard's out of Dallas. He calls us on a routine basis. RichardBattle.com if you want to know more about him. But why is this Texas attitude so important, Richard?
Well, if you look back at the Texas Revolution, which occurred in 1836, it is full of examples of leadership, of sacrifice, of putting others before self, and earning that independence. And that's what creates the attitude of Texans being independent, not trying to rely on Washington or other people, but to try to take care of our own business and be independent-minded individually as well as a state. And I think that is so important. The Alamo had about 189 men in there, and only 25 or so of them were real Texas soldiers. The rest were volunteers, including people from 23 states and 7 countries.
Wow.
And so they were there sacrificing themselves knowingly to help their fellow Texans and people create a country, a free and independent country, which was Texas at that time.
And they were up against 5,000 Mexican troops.
Well, that's the estimated
wow.
number, and when they faced that, William Barrett Travis wrote a famous letter asking for help on February 24th, and he signed it, Victory or Death. Hmm. And that was the password that George Washington used the night that they crossed the Delaware before they fought and won in Trenton. So they knew the sacrifice of holding the Alamo as long as possible and helping other Texans eventually win was important. And that example, they knew at the end that there would be no reinforcements, and 32 men from Gonzales, Texas showed up after that. And they are called the Immortal 32 because they knew they were riding to their certain deaths.
Wow. Okay, give us a little history. For those of us that aren't Texans, didn't grow up in that area, we know history, but maybe don't know all of the significance. Why the Alamo, and why was that the place that all of this, you know, why did it all come to head there, I guess, is what I should ask.
Well, the Texans captured the Alamo in December of 1835, and Santa Anna wanted to squash the revolution that was going on by retaking it. And independence was declared on March 2nd, and the Alamo held out for 13 days, 180 or so men against 5,000 before it fell. And that gave Sam Houston and the Texas Army and other Texans an opportunity to gather and prepare to actually win the revolution 6 weeks later.
Makes sense. So it was key on several fronts, I guess you could say, for both sides. And Texas, you know, as you know, Texas was really looking for its own independence, right?
Well, that's exactly correct. And today, if we look at what's going on the border, Texas is taking the lead. And thankfully, 25 states are supporting that effort and helping us. And as we've talked about, I think there's an opportunity for states to regain a balance of power with the federal government and more independence for the states. And that comes from that independent attitude. We've spent $12 billion defending the border and not ask for a nickel from the federal government, whereas other states are whining and moaning, spending a smaller amounts just because they have to take care of illegal aliens. And so the can-do attitude and serving others and courage and sacrifice and liberty and independence should infiltrate all Americans. And Texans, I think, are an example of that.
Yeah, and again, I hope your state, by the way, Richard, continues to stay true to that. We've seen you guys have a huge influx of out-of-staters moving to Texas, people from California, Colorado even, and I will tell you that unless you guys are extremely careful and don't allow those individuals to come with their same principles they've left another state with, unfortunately, Texas will start to change, and I don't think that's anytime soon, but I do think that's a risk.
Well, I think it's a big risk, and I think it's already happening in some places as well. And the people who raised and lived in Texas, who learn Texas history and understand the uniqueness of it, understand that special nature that we have. And yes, we hope to convert them coming in versus them converting us. But I just think it's so important, and I'm grateful because of this independent spirit, because, mm-hmm. as I say, I hope it infects the rest of the country. I think at least half of the country has it, and I hope others mm-hmm. will as well, because we don't want to be dependent on our state governments or national governments.
Right.
We want to live free and independent lives.
Right. No, and I want you guys to, and we want you guys to set an example where it's contagious. To your point, others can see exactly what that is. I mean, I don't think people realize, because we just sort of think of states. You see, I think for most people, they see a name. And for a lot of people, unless they've driven across it, have no idea even the massive size that Texas really is, and the fact that you guys have enough resources to where literally you could be your own country. You've got ports, you've got natural resources, you have the ability to really be self-sufficient, which again goes back to that Texas way you're talking about. But I'm not sure the rest of the country, or even Richard, some Texans really fully understand what I just said.
Well, you're correct, and there's been a movement, and it's growing, of people who would like to see Texas become independent again. And if we could negotiate with the federal government to let us go, I think a lot of people would like that.
The old feds aren't going to allow that. Sorry, Richard, as much as they may like it, and I would like it, it ain't happening.
We would go on our own and be happy to be neighbors.
I think there are several states, by the way, Oklahoma and some others included, that would very much join you in that. But I think you and I both know, and this is something that please, folks, understand. I would never promote anything regarding any kind of an internal civil war. We had one as a country over 100 years ago. And, Richard, I don't want to repeat that as a country, for sure in my lifetime. That was not fun. It would not be fun again. Unfortunately, the only way that that ever happens with Texas is for that to happen.
Well, that's correct, and I don't advocate that either. It only have to be a voluntary release, to make it work. But I think what's so important is here we're fighting against illegal aliens with that spirit we're talking about.
Yep.
And is the federal government fighting against illegal aliens?
Nope, they're fighting
against you. Harder than they fight against anybody else in
yep.
the whole world.
Yep.
They're suing us, doing everything they can to prevent us from enforcing federal government law.
Yep.
And that's the thing that's most amazing. And as revealed yesterday, and we've talked about for a couple of years, the federal government and U.S. taxpayers are paying to import illegal aliens
yep.
by the hundreds of thousands.
Yep.
Flying over our borders
and
cities all over the country.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and I want to make sure I reemphasize, the federal government is literally fighting you over this one particular subject. It's absolutely a crime. It's ridiculous. It shouldn't be happening. And it just goes to show, Richard, that, and it's a big deal to most Americans. 75%, by the way, feel about this, whether they're on either side of the political aisle, the same way you and I do. It is a huge topic, and one that if our side will just stay true to that, and frankly, Richard, I think even kind of, I hate to say it this way, but kind of shut up about everything else, just focus on that, it's a winner.
Well, absolutely, and as I discuss, the border is the number one issue. It will be the number one issue for the election. If they seal the border today, it would be the number one issue for this election and for the foreseeable future. And the three big threats are health security, the measles and other diseases
yep.
coming in, economic security, which we're seeing every day, and national security.
Yep.
And so to have the U.S. government fighting Texas to try to protect those three things, it's just unbelievable. I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime.
Richard, as always, I appreciate you. God bless you and all that you do. Thanks for joining us on a routine basis. RichardBattle.com is where you find him. And Richard, until next week, have a great one, sir.
Likewise, God bless America.
God bless you. Richard Battle again, RichardBattle.com. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at RushToReason.com or Drive-Radio.com.